It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
There for you then.
We appreciate the storm information.
Here for you now.
Sky Radio. Thanks. You're a lifesaver.
The Hurricane Information Station.
Thanks, Sky.
Thanks.
Sky Stormwatch for Radiant Credit Union.
Make sure you're executing your plan now.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
First, we're connecting with State Senator Blaise Ingolia. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning.
So you represent District 11. You've got Citrus, Hernando, a lot of Sumter County, and then just a little bit of Pasco County. You got a lot of coastline. How did you fare? What was your take on Hurricane Milton?
Hurricane Milton was very scary. First getting hit with Helene and all the storm surge that we saw on the coast, because I represent all of that coastal community, with the devastation and walking out there and seeing that. And then knowing that the debris was still there, then seeing this Cat 5, you know, 5 days away, just slowly moving and trudging towards the coast, towards our area, we were all very anxious, very on edge. It could have been worse, as Governor DeSantis said. You know, we could have had a direct hit. You know, with these storms, you hate thinking that, hey, please don't hit me, just knowing that it's going to hit somebody else. But when Milton came through, we still had, even though it hit south of Sarasota, we still had, we're still recovering. City of Brooksville got hit very, very hard, inland communities, and now the inland flooding that's happening with the rivers. We are almost fully back online in terms of power and internet and infrastructure, but this was a scary storm, and we're just thankful we came out the way we did, and it wasn't worse.
Any indications from your constituents about the FEMA coordination, good experiences, or anything?
From what I can tell, FEMA has been working pretty well with whatever budget they have left that they haven't, you know, appropriated to illegal immigrants. You know, the portals are open for them to get individual assistance, and the governor and local have been working pretty well with FEMA. But if you don't mind, Bob, I'm going to rail on this. We shouldn't even have to worry or question if the federal government is going to have money appropriated for this. It is just an absolute shame that FEMA has basically, and if you think about it, there's no other way to put this. In terms of FEMA's budget, they have prioritized helping illegal immigrants over helping their own citizens in the United States. There shouldn't even be a question if there's money around in order to help people who have been devastated by a hurricane.
It is interesting, isn't it? A party that's always worried about somebody else being treated like a second-class citizen. They worked very hard, it would seem, politically, to treat all Americans as second-class citizens and literally put illegal immigrants as a priority in front of them.
And that's why an America first agenda is resonating with so many people.
Thank God. And so Kamala is going to make an appearance with Brett Baer. He airs at 6 p.m. Apparently, the interview is going to be at 5, so it will be taped, but they claim it's going to be unedited. I guess, what are your hopes that Brett Baer is going to be able to get past the talking circles and word salads that we know Kamala for?
Yeah, I guess the good thing here for us and the bad thing for Kamala Harris is the same, is that this is a half an hour live-to-tape interview with no breaks, and it's going to run straight through. So basically, she can't run and hide away from some of the questions. This is not a debate where the moderator is just supposed to moderate and let the candidates go at it. He is going to act as an antagonist in this as well. He should. So every time she tries to sidestep any of the questions, if she tries to put forward falsehoods, Brett is going to be able to call her out and put her on the spot. But let me explain to everyone who really doesn't understand the inner workings of politics, this is that she does not go on the Brett Baer show for a half hour sit down if she was winning. She's losing. This is you do not go on Call Her Daddy show. You do not go on The View. You do not go on all of these other shows. And you certainly do not go on Brett Baer's show if she's winning, because there's no need for her to do that. This is just proof that her internal polling is not favorable, and she thinks she has to make some big, majestic moves in order to get across the finish line. This is very risky for her, because she is going to be basically exposed for the fraud that she is. And Brett Baer, I believe, is going to do a really, really good job with keeping her on topic and challenging her to answer the questions and find out where she actually lies policy-wise. And that's what's dangerous for Kamala Harris.
Well, I mean, this guy Charlemagne, this morning radio host, he was trying to, I think, get some answers out of her, and even said, you know, why do you keep sticking to your talking points? She said, discipline. When pressed again, she said, look, it's repetition. I need to let the American people know, you know, what my policies are going to be. But then, of course, she doesn't say what her policies are going to be. But she says, you know, repetition, because, you know, Americans, they're not all that sharp, right?
No, Bob, do you know that Charlamagne Tha God and Kamala Harris are close personal friends for over 30 years?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they've known each other for a very, very long time. They communicate offline a lot, and Charlamagne has been on TV stating such as such. So I think that that was part of the song and dance, trying to give the impression that he was going to be challenging her, when in reality she knew what Charlamagne was doing. So I wouldn't take that as gospel of him being challenging to her. Brett Baer is going to challenge her.
You know what I think is funny is that Joe Biden, and now recently Bernie Sanders, has really gone a little further than they needed to, shall we say, to make sure they tie Kamala Harris to Joe Biden. Joe did it, and then Bernie Sanders recently did it, talking about how progressive that you know the Biden administration has been, and how an important part of it she has been. And I can't tell whether like they're trying to paint it like it's a good thing, or that it's a jab at her, going, yeah, she's as wacko far left as you think she is, and maybe more.
Now, just remember, this is the same Bernie Sanders that on CNN a couple of months ago told everyone and admitted that she is doing and saying what she needs to win. So basically lying and admitting that she's lying in order to get the presidency to be commander in chief. So my thought here is that they are trying to basically bully her into governing in the same leftist way that Joe Biden did, and sort of putting her on notice that, yeah, you can talk the rhetoric, but when it comes down to it, we're going to make sure that you keep on governing the left.
Hey, I don't know if you caught wind of this real quick, though, and maybe you can check on it if you haven't. But, you know, it's coming out now that Liz Cheney did something quite inappropriate as being part of that J6 committee. She went around the person's attorney and contacted a witness directly. The witness changed her testimony, changed attorneys. They're still digging stuff up. But wow, she passed the bar in D.C. So she knows that is unethical as it gets.
Yeah, I didn't read all of it. I saw some of the excerpts on X yesterday. I was reading through, but I didn't get the full context. But if what you're saying is accurate, not saying that what you're saying isn't accurate, but if it is accurate, they can verify that. Because those were signal messages, if I can remember
correctly. Some of them were encrypted, some were not, yes.
Yeah, then she's going to have some questions to answer. Look, it's all more proof that this is just political theater. They don't like Donald Trump, the man, for whatever reason. And the reason probably is because he's going to challenge them and he isn't going to take any BS and call BS on them. That's what this is about.
Right. Hey, always appreciate the conversation. State Senator Blaze Ingolia, hopefully everywhere, your neighborhood, your district, things get back to normal soon.
Stay safe, everyone. God bless.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dana Lash.
People are broke as hell.
Now, 10 p.m. night.
They can't afford anything, and they can't afford anything because of this god-awful administration. They're stressing people out with the possibility of taxes.
On 97.3, The Sky.
I forgot to throw this in about Pelosi. It was a story about Pelosi not talking to Joe Biden since she, you know, gave him the soft coup, like a sidekick to the kidney. You know? Yeah. No, Gretchen Whitmer was not there, as far as I know.
Well, you never know.
But she offered this up, too, and I forgot to share it with you. And I'm sorry, because this is golden, baby. Wow.
That was weird.
Excuse me if that came out of me.
Yeah.
This is Nancy Pelosi. She asked you about Trump. She said, I hardly ever say his name. I think Trump is a grotesque word. You just don't like the word passing your lips. I just don't. I'm afraid, wow. You know, when I grew up Catholic, as I am now, if you said a bad word, you could burn in hell if you didn't have a chance to confess. So I don't want to take any chances. It's up there with, like, swearing.
Really?
She added. Yeah, she's worried about swearing. She's worried about the Trump word coming out of her mouth. She's worried about her Catholicism and her relationship and not wanting to burn in hell.
Mm-hmm.
But she is very pro-abortion.
Okay, that makes zero sense whatsoever.
Well, that's because, you know, you, like me, you're stuck with this logic thing.
It just gets in the way of crazy stuff.
The only thing stopping me from being crazy is logic. Thank you. But yeah, to be that over the top, I don't even want the word to pass. That's a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she digs herself into these own stupidity holes.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. All right. I told you the story about German drivers giving up electric vehicles, 1 in 3. And remember, they were on the cutting edge. They were ahead of the curve. They're, you know, they're very, save the planet, save the planet.
Oh, big time.
And now all of a sudden they're like, yeah, I kind of need to use my car when I need to use my car and going back.
Well, the reality is Europe has been way ahead of the curve in efficiency with the gas engines, in particular diesel, turbo diesel. I mean, they've been getting great mileage in big cars for years. And even if they want to go hybrid, that's fine, but it's not been that big of an issue, except we've got to save the planet. We can't have emissions.
Yeah. That whole, man, where we sold the bag of goods on the whole climate change is man-made. And
there's no good in that bill of goods.
Ooh, wealth redistribution, just label it something different, and you might be able to get away with it for a decade or so, but already people are going, when they talk to voters, it's at the very, very low end of their priorities, way down there.
Right.
And so hopefully the American people will vote appropriately according to... Trump is beating Kamala on every issue that anybody cares about. You
Pretty
know,
much, yeah.
wars, economy, yeah. border. Oh, and you're going to like this. Okay. Yeah. You think the A word, you know, gets people rubbed the wrong way? You know, abortion?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. There's no way you can win with this issue. I would never bring it up.
Okay.
No matter what color I am or would be, or what stripe of politician, reparations.
Oh, no.
Reparations. What
messy.
A lose-lose proposition on every level.
Mm-hmm.
You will irritate people. Tell people that they deserve something, whether they do or not, but tell them they deserve it, but yet you haven't worked it out how they're going to get it. And that is like one of the worst things you can do. You know, it's like having a very wealthy, let's say, grandparent. You know, when they go, you are going to be flush. Yeah. Unless you do something really stupid to get kicked out of the will. But you can't let it change who you are and what you're doing. You can't. You shouldn't, at least, look at it. Well, that's part of my, you know, financial planning. I plan on inheriting. You wouldn't want to do that. And it changes how you look at things. Not usually for the better. Like, oh, I just got to make it to this point. Well, what happens when you talk about reparations? Some people start going, yeah, that money should be rolling in any day now. Oh, yeah. Rack up the credit cards because once I get that reparation money, man, I'm good. And then when it's not coming, it's not delivered, because it won't be. It will never be. Because there's no way you could do that, especially the people that run around going, justice, this justice and that justice. Like, really? You could justify somehow making someone else pay somebody reparations when neither party had been impacted or harmed by the other. I mean, it's a no-brainer. But anyway, it was brought up by the Breakfast Club host, Charlemagne the God, simulcasted on CNN, VP Kamala Harris. Yeah, Harris said that reparations issue has to be studied. Has to be studied. Because, see, she doesn't want to lose. She doesn't want to lose that little bit of constituency that's holding out hope that she's somehow going to deliver on that. She won't. Nobody will. I don't know why they don't stop talking about it. Let's go to Shep. You're on the air.
All right. Class hatred and reparations. Tell me, Bob, where are my reparations from the German government? Better than that, where's my reparations from the Egyptian government? They talk about tax cuts for the rich. Trump is talking about a 15% maximum corporate rate as long as they build their product here in the United States. Well, yeah, that is a tax cut for billionaires. But what are they going to do with that tax cut? They are going to employ more people. Get it straight, fellas. End it with this class hatred and class envy nonsense. I'm sick of it, and I have experienced this in my own life. If I was able to buy something or do things that my coworkers couldn't, they figured I was on some secret company payroll. See you later.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the whole victim mentality. It's terrible. It's never helped a human being ever to play the victim card. It's not good for them. Joe, you're on the air.
Yeah, two quick thoughts. One, I think you should bring Nikki Haley up on stage and hug and kiss her and take advantage of her. And secondly, this abortion, the black people should know that there are about 4 to 1 black babies being killed, and they're not even that close to, you know, they're like 1/10 of the population, yet 4 to 1 are black babies. Yeah. And the leader of the pro-abortion thing was a Democrat from day one, Margaret Sanger.
You're absolutely right. And guess whose hero that was? The Hildebeest. Loved her some Sanger. All right, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Peasant with a Pitchfork, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Following up on the desperation of Kamala, I saw on CBS News the other day where she was up in Chicago promising black male voters that she was going to give them $1 million non-refundable loan that they don't have to pay back.
Yeah, if they start a business, yeah. Yeah, I didn't hear the figure.
Yeah,
$1 million, really? Buy a vote. You get $1 million. You get. Oh my goodness! It is ridiculous. It is desperation, no doubt.
The dawn of a new era. Even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck,
the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news
now on North Central Florida's talk leader. 97.3.
The Sky.
It is a happy hump day, Trump Day. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Bunch of things I want to try to get through in this segment. So let's start it with this. First of all, you had a meeting last night, the Alachua County School Board, and I don't think it was on the agenda, but all of a sudden they decided they were going to fire the superintendent, Shane Andrew. Been the longest tenured for the last few years, 2 whole years almost. I don't know. It was a split vote. It's just weird. Why do they keep going through these people? When I remember a time when I had a superintendent for many years in a row. Gosh, his name's escaping me. I feel terrible right now. It's before Greg's time, so I can't turn to him. But anyway, why is this becoming like a revolving door? And then once people recognize that, who's very qualified, who's going to do a great job that wants to take the gig? And maybe it's not so much the superintendent. Maybe it could it be some of the board members? Nah. Anyway, speaking of local, U.S. Air Force Academy band's going to perform at the Bo Diddley Plaza, and that is going to be 4 o'clock this Sunday. 4 p.m. this Sunday, Bo Diddley Plaza downtown. I mean, we're talking 20-piece jazz ensemble. Count Basie, Glenn Miller, yeah. These people, and I've seen the, I think it was the Navy, I think it was. Saw them perform in Maryland one time. Oh my gosh. These people are very, very good. All right, so enjoy that.
Are you talking about Dr. Roberts by chance? Or farther back than that?
Dr. Roberts.
Owen Roberts? Herschel Lyons?
No.
No?
Not that far back.
Okay.
It would be like in the, 10 years ago. Who was the superintendent of schools 10, 12 years ago?
Well, yeah, 2014, Dr. Boyd, Owen Roberts.
Boyd, Dr. Boyd, I want to say.
There was a Daniel Boyd, 04 to 13, yeah.
There you go.
Dr. Daniel, W. Daniel Boyd Jr.
Dan Boyd.
Yep.
Okay. Dr. Dan Boyd. What was the years again?
Looks like 04 to 13. 9 years.
Yeah, see?
But see, here's... So 9 years.
Right.
Since then, next person had it for a year. Next person had it for two. Next person had it for one. Karen Clark, 3.5 years.
Yep, and I know her.
Yep. Carly Simon, 1. And then, of course, 2 years here for our current. Not a great run since then.
No. That Dr. Dan Boyd, 9 years was the longest run. And there were a lot. There was a lot of things, a lot of issues going on, and somehow.
But even before then, the previous one was 4 months. Before that, 3.5 years, 2 years, 2 months, 6 years, 1 year. I mean, you've got a lot of time before anybody. You got to go back to 1981 to 91 for somebody who had it 10 years.
Wow.
I wonder
what the average is of Florida superintendent of schools. I wonder what that
versus
is.
Versus Alachua County? Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to know.
Now, gosh. Well, anyway.
Yeah. There you go.
Here's a weird story for you. U.S. Air Force General Mark Kelly wasn't sure what to make of reports that a suspicious fleet of unidentified aircraft, they believe it to be drones, had been flying over Langley Air Force Base, you know, on the Virginia shoreline. Kelly's a decorated senior commander at the base. He got on a squadron rooftop to see for himself. He joined a handful of other officers responsible for a clutch of the nation's most advanced jet fighters, including F-22 Raptors. For several nights, military personnel had reported a mysterious breach of restricted airspace over a stretch of land that has one of the largest concentrations of national security facilities in the U.S. And they're not sure. Mystery.
Yeah.
Drones.
Yeah.
You find that a little frightening? I mean, you have this one night, we saw something, it was gone.
Right.
That's one thing. But apparently this went on for 17 days?
They couldn't track them enough to know whose they were. I don't know.
You can call it restricted airspace, but if you can't actually defend that or administer that...
Not so restricted, is it?
No! No! Maybe it was just a group of geese with Chinese weather balloons attached to them. And Biden said, wait till they're done with their work, and then we'll shoot them down.
Could nobody follow them home? Did they trash them? Did all these drones not go home somewhere? Could you not follow them home?
I don't know. There is a little more to the story, although they still don't get to the point.
Yeah,
and then I ran into a paywall, Wall Street Journal. So
of course,
sorry, don't pay me enough to buy me the Wall Street Journal. Yeah. Mm. I used to get that a long time ago in a land far away. Anyway, Walgreens. Closing down 1,200 locations. Why? Well, they said it's the Biden-Harris economy. Now, they didn't say it that directly. Mm-hmm. But they did say, it's the sluggish U.S. economy. Which, it's been under Biden and Harris for the last 3.5 years.
Yes, it has.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, 1,200 locations.
That's a lot of stores.
Well, that's a lot of jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just say you have 10 people at every store. Mm-hmm. Just 10. I mean, usually there's probably more than that. Wow. So there you go, man. That's 12,000 people out of work at least. Just like that. Okay. You got that going on. CNN even realizing what a flip-flopper that Kamala Harris is, especially when it comes to oil, gas companies. Yeah, and CNN, of all places. They went back to the record, which most of us don't. We know that when she was running for president, she was a lefty just like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren up there on stage and some of the other goofballs. She was making a bold promise. She was going to take the U.S. oil industry and possibly criminally prosecute them for their role in climate change. She compared it to big tobacco. She said they knew the effects of climate change, but they hid it from the public. Yet now in 2024, her and Walls are running around talking about record domestic oil production. Really?
I remember that contrast.
Yeah. She was also going to ban plastic straws, ban fracking. Mm-hmm. She would eliminate the filibuster to pass the Green New Deal. And, But the truth is, a recent Gallup poll actually showed that climate change ranks as the second least important issue to voters in that poll.
Are least we surprised?
Important. No, yeah. I'm not surprised at all.
I mean, how many people do you, and admittedly, maybe we do hang around a more conservative crowd, but still, it's rare that you that is a topic of serious concern with anybody I know.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and a comment on Walgreens. Nostradamus, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you were talking about Walgreens and closing all those stores. If you think about it, you know, they're having to lock up toothpaste and stuff in a lot of places in these kind of stores. These brick-and-mortar stores are going to go the way of the dinosaur, in my opinion, with AI and with what's going on now with the crime. And these people, a lot of people like myself included, older people who don't want to drive anywhere if they don't have to, the price of gas and everything, they just haven't ordered. I have stuff brought to my house all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And we covered the basis on things earlier when we talked about the story about how, yeah, they have to lock everything up and the shopping experience isn't very pleasant in those cases. So, yeah, and it's going to happen in neighborhoods that could use the stores the most are the ones that are going to probably be the first to go. And the rest of us, yeah, we utilize technology, delivery, you know, other stores. But for some, you know, that's the closest store. They have a lack of transportation, but it'll be gone now. Geraldo Rivera, always something silly to say. This time, no Latinos with any self-respect could vote for absolute racist Trump. Absolute racist. That's pretty strong. Rivera said he's chosen to become an absolute racist when it comes to speaking of particularly Latin undocumented immigrants, comparing them basically to animals. It's horrifying. I don't know how any Latino person of self-esteem, any self-respect, would be in favor of the ranting, the poisoning the blood of the country. Well, here's the deal, Geraldo, which you never really had a very good understanding. You had a very myopic view of anything Hispanic. You know, here's the deal. Trump was absolutely right when he referred to them as animals because he was referring specifically to MS-13 gangs and or rapists, murderers, robbers, and the like that came across the border. That's who he was referring to, not all immigrants. And everyone apparently knows this except for you, Geraldo. And look at the numbers. Mm-hmm. I guess a lot of Latinos don't have much respect for themselves.
Wow.
Or maybe they do and just have a little less respect for you.
Kind of interesting that you've got to be bringing out these kind of big guns and targeting groups like the brothers, as Obama called them, and the Latinos here. It's like, there must be a lot of concern that these folks have to come out of the, you know, blow the dust off of them and get them out of the closet and bring them out.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. You're not black if you don't vote Democrat. Wasn't that a Joe Biden thing?
If you don't vote for me. Yeah, right.
Oh, by the way, a story from the Los Angeles Times resurfaced. This was back in 1990 when Nelson Mandela was first freed from prison and stuff. He wanted to tour America, gain support, etc. You know, it was the battle against apartheid and all that. Well, guess what? They tried to make arrangements with our government, private carriers and everybody. Guess who ended up taking approximately 80 people on a tour of the U.S., took them overseas from South Africa, like New York, Boston, Oakland, Los Angeles. Could it be it was Donald Trump's plane?
Donald Trump Airlines, at your service.
But he's a racist.
Yeah.
The buffoonery. The skullduggery. The lying. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Pete. What's making you smile?
Bob, I wanted to thank you for your coverage of the arrest of that guy who chained that dog up on the side of the interstate during the hurricane. And the punishment I have in mind for him is prohibited by the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution, which is against cruel and unusual punishment. But I've decided I'm going to take my anger on this issue and I'm going to channel it in a different direction. I'm going to go to the Maine Society and make as big of a donation as I can afford. Thanks, Bob.
There you go. Hey, man, I like that. Turn it around. Yeah. Make it something good.
I like it.
Let's go to Biscuit. What's making you smile?
Well, my son turned me on to this comedian, Shane Gillis. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He does great Trump impersonation. But I saw his little skit the other day, and it was, he said, Fox News is a black church for old white men. And he does this, mm-hmm, preach it, Tucker. He goes, and sometimes they have a holy moment. Build a wall, baby. Build that wall. Yes, we need a wall. But if you haven't seen Shane Gillis, you got to look him up. He does some great skits.
I'm definitely going to look it up now because it's making me smile, and I haven't even heard him yet.
Yeah.
Mark, what's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Gray. What makes me smile and laugh is earlier today you created a whole new phrase for the American lexicon, the stupidity hole, and it reminds me of George Orwell's The Memory Hole. So it's like I'm going to dub you Bob Orwell 2024. You guys have a great day.
All right. I'll take that as a compliment. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Makes me smile. It's all good. All right, my friends, we are not done yet, so don't go away, because coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Dana Lash.
You're going to have a FEMA. You're going to have these departments.
10 p.m. nights.
And by God, the tax dollars that we pay into the government, maybe they can go to help Americans who are citizens.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. So, it's a sports show. It's 105.3, The Fan. And one of the hosts of the shows had the great honor of interviewing Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner. Only thing is, it came right on the heels of one of their worst losses ever, 47-9. The Cowboys are 3-3, and man, did they get beat up. Well, when they try to ask a question about whether Jerry Jones had the right players for his team, he snapped out. Where are you going to go get those players? Seriously, where are you going to get players for next week against San Francisco? And he just ran it and raved from there. So, yeah, Jerry Jones was smoking mad. And that's your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See
ya. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.